Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, The Power of an Anointed Mind. And as we began yesterday's broadcast, I shared a scripture found in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2. And Paul is exhorting the Romans, be not conformed to this world, but he gives an alternative, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Having the mind of Christ, seeing situations and events in our lives from a divine perspective is so critical and important. You know, we are already seated with Christ in heavenly places. And the Lord wants us not only to view the things that occur to us, good or bad. Sometimes, I mean, there are battles, there are testings. Jesus said there be tribulation. Paul certainly experienced that in ways that we, far beyond, none of us have ever experienced. We've never been shipwrecked, beaten with rods, or whipped, or all the things that he went through. But we, in our own right, in our own way, in our own particular experience, we go through difficult times, not good times. Sometimes they seem absolutely overwhelming. But we need to have God's perspective on what happens to us as we go through life, day by day. And then also we need to have God's perspective and estimation of how we view ourselves. And so my question is, how do you feel about yourself? That's a very personal question. Of course, you can be safe. I'm not going to hear the answer. But my purpose aligns with God's purpose that you should view yourself as the Lord sees you. You know, if you think about how you think about yourself, you know, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, because of experiences, background, childhood experiences, I did not think very highly of myself. I didn't feel very capable, very competent. I felt that I couldn't do anything as well as other people. And all, regardless of that mental image I possessed of myself, I might not have said that to anyone, but it started not until I became late in my teen years, as I began to just mature in a physical way. God, even though I wasn't saved, you know, he knows those are who are his. He began instructing me and teaching me, and I began to learn things. And then, of course, once I fully did realize my need of a Savior, then that work continued so that today, I am in process of, at all times, trying to view myself as Jesus looks at me, how he, his heart toward me. Now, these negative attitudes that you, if you're honest, you might have about yourself, they're learned. They're not inherited. You were not born with a low opinion of yourself. None of us were born with a negative attitude of ourselves. We learn this through experiences, through loved ones, through family, through people, things that have happened to us, and we sometimes assume that's the truth about us until we become confronted with the truth of God's Word. And I just sense that there are many listening to me right now that have been really hurt by others, the words that others have said, you're stupid, you can't do this. And right now, I want to pray. Father, you see those who have been so injured by the work of the enemy through the hurtful words. Lord, you said in the Word about how harmful a tongue can be. Sometimes we remember words that people have said decades earlier. And Father, right now I pray for a healing of memories. I pray for a deep work of the Holy Spirit to go into their heart, into their soul, into their very spirit, their inner man, to heal the wounds and afflictions that have been closed by the enemy, those negative darts that have taken root, and Lord, that have resulted in a poor image, a poor self-image. Father, I thank you for healing. Lord, I thank you for a mighty transforming work that we can really see ourselves and think about ourselves as you see us. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my child. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have redeemed you unto myself, and I have given you the very righteousness that of my Son, that when I look at you, I see you in perfection. I see that ultimate work. I see you as a vessel filled with my glory. I see the finished work. I know the end from the beginning, and you are yet in process. I am working a work in your life. But beloved, I want you to refuse the lies of the enemy that would make you feel unworthy, that would make you feel inferior, for you are beloved in my sight. I hover over you and I love you with a jealous love. And I will perfect that which concerns you. So take heart and be encouraged and know that I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. And I who began that good work in you, trust me, beloved, I will bring it to completion and perfection. Only yield yourself to me, joyfully submit to me, and you shall see this work accomplished, even effortlessly. I will transform you. I will change you by the working of the Holy Spirit. So rejoice, for you shall not fall short, and I shall not be ashamed of you, but you will delight yourself in all that I have accomplished and am accomplishing and will accomplish in your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your great love, your tenderness, and how you speak to us and how you love us. We're so grateful and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I said that many times it's experiences we have when we're a child or in life experience, but unfortunately, it has been the work of the enemy to enter into those who have been given great responsibility, and that is to teach the Word of God, to study theology, to understand the very basic tenets of Christianity, that sometimes those who have been leaders have failed us. And if our seminaries, even today, you know, there are those who come very inspired. They want to be used of God, and they lose their faith in seminaries. It's tragic because of the liberal bent, things that have been occurred even over a century ago, starting in Germany. It started where this liberal mentality has so crept into our formal, what if you will, teaching institutions of theology, that they're denying the virgin birth. I mean, I don't know what they teach. How can you just take apart the Bible? But they do. And so what we have, so that's been to a great extent, one of the reasons also that Christians they don't have that proper attitude that Christ would have them to have. If we could present our slogan that Brother Glass, the Lord gave him back in 1965, is the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. And so we have to understand it's not just our soul that needs to be transformed and redeemed. We need to have believers who have anointed minds, who know who they are and would have the right attitude toward themselves, and thereby be able to have the right attitude to be able to, and understanding to lead the lost into wholeness in Christ. Beloved, God has had me emphasize the whole man, how we need to body, soul, and spirit be surrendered to Christ and be transformed and changed into the people of God that we are one day going to be when we stand to be with the Lord and we're in His presence. And no wonder multitudes of Christians can't function as overcomers. They think they're unworthy. They think they're derelicts, and they act accordingly. Also, beloved, may I say this? It's not what people think we are. It's what we think of ourselves that's important. You know, I can preach the most positive scriptural message, one of the most inspiring sermons in the world, but unless you are willing to act on what I share with you, on what you hear through me and others, you're going to remain in the same condition, which unfortunately many have. And sometimes you hear that old excuse, I'm trying. Well, I don't want to hurt feelings or step on toes, but that's a poor excuse and it's not going to hold up or stand up before the Lord. People are defeated in their lives because they will not submit their will to the will of God. Beloved, that's the bottom line. What is, you know, I've shared a couple times this week about the scriptures in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Paul is saying, I beseech you, present your bodies a living sacrifice, and let your mind be not conformed to this world, but transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind with the mind of Christ, which is the word and the will of God, which is recorded in, that's why God gave us the Bible, so we forget. We're very forgetful creatures, so we have it before us so we can remember it, meditate upon it, retain it. People are defeated because their will is not submitted to the Lord. We live in a very negative world. It's getting worse all the time. And all our early influences as we grow up have taken their toll. For many people, they've learned they weren't worth much, because that's what they were told. Our self-image has been developed basically through interactions with other people, beginning with parents, and as our lives progress, we're exposed to expanded relationships, and those attitudes regarding ourselves were developed. We have either a negative or a positive attitude about ourselves, and a negative self-image will control all of your actions. And there are three aspects to the total you: physical, mental, emotional, if you will, mental and emotional, and spiritual. Well, as you can see, there's a lot I want to share, so we'll have to continue tomorrow. I hope you can join me at the same time. And before I bring this broadcast to a final close, I want to invite you to write and share your needs. Some of you may be really struggling in this area, and beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. There are spiritual principles and dynamics we cannot afford to ignore. When he says there's power in agreement, which he does, if there's times you can pray by yourself, I've done it, and I needed help when I've prayed in agreement, God has done a work. Well, until tomorrow, I sign off, and I love you and pray for you. May God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.